You didn't think that after my being away for 3.5 months, my first service back, we'd be getting out in an hour, did you? Just looked at the time. It's all right. It's good. It is good to be home again. It's good to be home again. I can't tell you how good it feels to worship with you all, to take the road home and return again, to come to this sacred space, this place of roots, to hear your great communal breathing, to feel your spirits and our spirits joined again, mingled as waters mingle. These kindred pilgrims, these ship's companions plying the starry sea, it's good to see you. For it's true, there's no such beauty as where you belong. There's an ache in us for home, and it's good to be with you again. If you're new today, maybe you're wondering right now, well, where was he that he's so glad to be back? What's going on? I've been on sabbatical since the middle of May, and I did a lot of things during that time. I'll share more about them, some of them later through the year. You'll hear bits and stories. But one thing that I did is that I visited a lot of other churches in Rockford. I wanted to see what our competition was up to. The truth is, actually, that most of them are not our competition. Really, we don't think of it as competitors. That's not the way we think of it. The truth is that our competition is the soccer field and the garden and the Sunday New York Times crossword. Let's be honest with what we're up against. But I went to these other churches, lots of different denominations, to see what they do in worship and how they sing and preach and pray and how they are as a community and how do they welcome and how do they live. And there were times here and there where I was inspired, where I felt like I was worshiping a little bit here and there, but not all the time. Missed you all. Now, while I was visiting these other places and doing the other things on my sabbatical, I was also asking myself a question. The question my spiritual director had given to me at the beginning of the sabbatical, a personal spiritual question, a question that every person, not just every minister, should ask themselves. Who am I? Who am I? Do you ever ask yourself that question? I'm about to be 40. My youngest child is starting first grade, and I'm not the same person that I was 4 years ago, let alone when I became your minister 8 years ago or when I started seminary 17 years ago. Time flies. Who am I? So I was asking that question to myself while I was walking across the Galilee in Israel and while I was reading and talking with friends and writing in my journal and praying and parenting and falling asleep and waking up and visiting other churches. Who am I? So it came to the middle of July, and I take my kids to Unitarian Universalist summer camp in Ohio. Now, when I was a kid, I went to a UU summer camp every year in Washington State. It was a special place to me, and was, in fact, at summer camp that I got my call to ministry. I was 13. But there we are at summer camp this summer, and on the first full day in the evening, there's a worship service. And there's a prayer which begins, Spirit of life and love. And there's language that is inclusive. Theists and atheists and agnostics are all included, and gay and straight and trans and people of every type included. And there's poetry. And then they say, please rise in body or spirit. Let's sing together. Let's sing together. So there I am sitting in the row at camp and goosebumps up and down my arm and water in my eyes singing without looking at the words because I know it by heart. And this is who I am. This is my home, Unitarian Universalism. This living, covenantal, not perfect by a long shot faith of ours This jumbled, loving, draw the circle wide community of heretics and dreamers and doers, this faith, this religion, these people, you people, woven into you is who I am. Being a minister is what I do. Being Unitarian Universalist is who I am. And then we sat down after the song and wiping away the tears. And of course, there's that part in the back of my brain, which never turns off, not even in the middle of sabbatical, that says, there's your homily for homecoming on August 28th. Just tell the story of what just happened. There you go. That's it. So I did. Tell me, where is the road I can call my own? Here it is. Return again. Come back. Come for the first time as if it was a homecoming. Come again and again and again and find yourself here. Return again to this place where you are loved as you are and invited to a life of more meaning and purpose and wonder. Return again. Some of you, I know, have these feelings whenever you are here. Some of you come here and you see the chalice lit and you hear the choir and the music and you see the faces and young and old and in the middle and you see your friends and friends you haven't met yet and it is homecoming. It is returning again. Some of you don't have that yet. You can maybe feel it just around the corner, perhaps, but you're too new with us to know that yet, or not quite regular enough to get that feeling every time, but I want to tell you that it is here. Dive into this faith and this place and these people, and the day will come when you will need it more than anything. Your life will depend on it, and you'll walk in the doors, and your body, tense with the work of the world, will relax. Your spirit will soar with the meaning of the moment in the holy quiet and the holy noise of this hour. Drifting here with our ship's companions, casting questions into the deep, travelers on this road. The truth is that home in the end isn't a destination. It isn't a place we go. Home is the people that we walk with. Home is the people we travel with. The people we march with and sing with and hold our hand when we would falter. It is people who know the tune of our heart's own song. It is people who say, come with us. Come with us. Come on home. You are welcome here. I invite you to rise in body or spirit. We're going to sing Return Again. We'll sing it all the way through. The choir is going to sing the off part, but just sing it through. We'll do it a couple times.